two ideas which are very different one from another. There are brachos shavos and brachos she'enam shavos, which means as follows. There's one question when a person is making a bir pyeitz. He has an apple, an orange, a grape. This is very neger, Rosh Hashanah by night. The person has an apple and let's say a date by the minim that he's making a bracha on. So he's making only one bracha, one ha'etz, but he has many foods. Which one should he make the ha'etz on? Should he make it on the apple? Should he make it on the grape? That's one question. Then there's a totally different question. A person is making two different brachas. He has a potato with an apple. Ha'etz and ha'adama. Which one goes first? Does he make a bracha on the apple first or on the potato first? Each one has a seder of things which have precedence one over the other, but it's a totally different seder. So we have to remember this bracha is shavis, meaning when it's the same bracha which one to make, when it's enum shavis, when it's not the same bracha. Now, what would be the idea of bracha is shavis? If a person is making the same bracha, what's the difference? What he makes it on? He's making ha'etz and he's eating all of them. The teretz is because the lomdus is a person makes a bracha, it's chal on the thing he's being mevarich on. Right? The teretz says if a person makes a bracha on a grape and the grape falls, it's dirty or lost, it's a bracha vatala. What do you mean? He can eat other foods? No. But you make the bracha is chal on that, and from there it patters the other things. Therefore, it's only right that the bracha should be chal on the most chashav thing. So therefore, there's a kadima, which thing is more chashav than the other, which one the bracha should be chal on. Whereas, where it's two separate brachas, it's all a different idea. The idea is which bracha is chashav. That's why, as we learned earlier, when you have Adama and Shakel, like Pragyos, definitely make the precedence on the more chashav of a bracha. On Hadama over Shakel. Why? Because obviously the question of Kadima is the brachas, right? The more chashav of a bracha has to go first. So in that itself, we'll learn that there might be ma'ilas of chaviv, what is more likable, makes a more chashav of a bracha. So it'll be a different seder of Kadima by brachas shavis and brachas she'enam shavis. Zog the Gemara. We just learned in the Mishnah, Machloikis, Yehuda and Rabban. Yehuda said, one makes the bracha on Shivas Aminim, and the Rabbanan said, on Choviv, the one he likes more. Now, the one he likes more, by the way, does not mean the one he likes right now. The Rambam holds like that, it means the one he generally likes more. If a person comes home in the summer, sweating, wants to eat supper, there's a nice steak on the table, and a cup of seltzer. So, of course, right now he wants the seltzer. You say, no, Choviv means Ezer Sheyirtze, which is Chaviv, means the one that is usually preferred by him, which gives it more of a chshivas. Zog Gemara, Am Ulu Machlekes Shebichisei and Shalis. This Machlekes, if to make on Shivas Aminim or on Chaviv, is only when it's the same bracha, when it's Bari Priya Eitz, and the question is the apple or the date. So you say, no, make it on the date, not on the apple. If Yudis is making on the date, not on the apple. If you make it on the apple, if you enjoy apple more. When it's two different brachas, you definitely make two different brachas. So it wouldn't pass this kadima that we're talking about, which is only one bracha. So the Gemara is going to ask, you make two different brachas? Even that is not true. You don't even make two different brachas. If you have a itan adam, you could just do the whole thing with one bracha. A person has a radish and an olive. He just makes a bracha on the radish, a bray priya adama, and he patters the zayis. Right? Just like we learned before in the Mishnah. If a person makes adama on a eitz, he's eitz everything. So like tomorrow, no. Of course you have to make separate brachas. Over there it's talking about the radish is the main thing. So you have a halacha, the ikr and a tafel. You make a bracha only on the ikr, not on the tafel. If it's talking about a case of ikr and tafel, how are you going to explain the end of the Mishnah? Yehuda argues and says, no, you make a bracha on the zayis, on the olive, because it's shivas habidu. If it's talking about the zikr and the tafel, listen, does Yehuda not hold the zikr and tafel? How did it to that? True. The Yehuda doesn't hold the zikr and tafel. Therefore, you have to make two brachas, so he could have a kadiba there. If you're going to say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Vikar Tafel, what are you going to say? Rabbi Yehuda said, if the Zayis comes because of its Noin, meaning as a Tafel, so you see clearly he does hold the Vikar Tafel. So how are you going to explain this, that it says that Yehuda argues and it says make a bracha on the zayas? So the Gemara assumed at this point that you have an Eitzan Adama, just take the Adama and be Eitzan everything with everything. Just like we know B'dieved, if you Eitzan. Right, so that's the Gemara's assumption. Now, normally we know that it said in the Mishnah before that if you make Adama, you Eitzan Eitzan, it's B'dieved. The person by mistake, not only it's B'dieved, it's only if you're making a bracha on an apple. If you're going to make a separate, right, if you're going to make a bracha on the Adama, it's not going to pat that Eitzan B'dieved. But the Gemara is assuming this thing. The Gemara says there's no machloikis when it's Emir Hussein Shavuos. You're making only one bracha. Then the Gemara is going to prove it. No, of course you're making two different brachas. Of course it's talking about it's nine ikar, and that's the only reason that you make Adama to patter both. Not you definitely make two separate brachas. That machloikis is not beikar and tafel, but it's a different machloikis. You have to reread the Mishnah as follows. When you have an ikar and a tafel, you make a bracha only on the radish, and that patters the zayas. That's of course only when the radish is the ikar. If the radish is not ikar, but you have a radish and an olive, which one does not patter the other, you definitely make two separate brachas, first on one, then on the other. Ushnein meaning ba'alma shabir hasein shava is, but when you have two meaning that are the same bracha, an apple and an olive, which are the same bracha, the chamim hol bracha is mshayirtze, whichever one he wants, which we explained before, doesn't mean that pick and choose. It means the one he likes better, which is chaviv b'yudaim bracha zayis zayis min shiva. So he makes b'yudah holds he makes bracha on shivas aminim. So again, we come out that by birchay hasein shava is when it's the same bracha. We have machlokes rabbanan number Yehuda, if you make a bracha on the zayis because it's zayin minim, or on the one you like best, the one which is more chaviv. But ein b'chasein shavus, when you're making two different brachas, so far the Gemara just stated, you make two separate brachas, and the Rishonim explain, and the assumption would be that over here, Yehuda is masking to the chachamim, that you make the kadima on the bracha that is chaviv. Right? Right, here, everybody's masking, and the... Again, we said that's by Bir Hussein Shavuos, we're saying is not machlokes so far. Right, so just the question we said before, we said if one has pragyos, right, if one has Adama and Shaakal, he makes the Adama first. So how could we say now as a kadima of Chaviv? So Meir Shainim explained that in the state of the kadima of Brachis, right, the lashon is Maga, Eish, Mezoinis, Hagofen, Ha'etz, Adama, and Shaakal. Hadoma and Ha'etz is not clear at all that there's a kadima between one and the other. The Bahagal is like that, many places come all, there's no kadima of Ha'etz over Hadoma, and therefore it would be negated this Shaila that you should make it Chaviv if you like that it's knowing better, you make it knowing over the Zayas. But like upon him, what was clear in the Gemara is there's a Machlaikas by Rechisein Shavis when it's all Ha'etz, like Roshana by night. One would have to make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim before the apple. When it's Ein Birchazein Shavis, so far, there's no clear machloikis. The assumption is, so far, that everybody is masking to the Chachamim that Chaviv is Koyim. So, there's really a machloikis. Chadam machloikis, Birchazein Shavis. The whole machloikis is only when it's the same bracha. The Rebbeudah Sovereign and Shiva Adif, Rebbeudah holds Aiminim is Koyim, Rabbanon is Aiminim Chav Adif, and the Rabbanon hold that Chaviv is Adif, as we learned earlier. Avish Ein Birchazein Shavis, when there are two different brachas. He makes two different brachas, and you don't have this machlokes b'yudah and rabbanon. And as we mentioned, there will be a kedima to chaviv. There's the same machlokes even when it's not the same bracha. Now, as we explained before, this is a very interesting thing coming out. When it's the same bracha, we say zayin minim is for sure koydim. When it's a different bracha, we say chaviv is koydim. How did that happen? That's because, like we explained before, that when it's the same bracha, so the chshivas is that the bracha should be chal on a chashav object. What's more chashav? Zayin minim is very chashav. So of course, we want it to be chal on the zayin minim, and chaviv is less chashav. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Paskin, that in one bracha, the kadim is of course the zayin minim. Mashenkin, in two brachas, as we explained, we're not looking for the chashav of food, we're looking for the chashav of bracha. Right? Just like if we have a mezainus, we say it before shahakal. We're looking for the more chashav of a bracha. Therefore, in chashav of a bracha, chaviv is koidim to zayim minim. Why is that? Because a bracha is you make because you have anno. So a thing that's chaviv gives you more anno, that would be make a more chashav of a bracha. Therefore, the kedima would be more to the chaviv than to the zayim minim. Right? So the change is by embryos and shocks. So now we have machloikis that there might be a machloikis even by embryos and shocks. Even Rabbi Chaim Shainim Shots. Zakh Marbish Lemon Rabbi Chaim Shavois, Machlaikis Shapir. If the Machlaikis is when it's the same bracha by Ber Piyates, we understand very well. We're trying to make the Chalais bracha on the most Chashav of Michael. So we pick Zayamin. Elaman Rabbi Chaim Bir Chaim Shavois, Pligi. If the Machlaikis is when it's not the same bracha, even two different brachas of the Machlaikis, my plea, what's the Machlaikis? On Rimila Hakim, the Machlaikis is which bracha should be made first. Now, what exactly is going on here? What was the question? What is the Machlaikis? We know which the Machlaikis is. Which bracha should be made first? So, the kasha of the Gemara is Pashas explained like we just said, that in one bracha we understood what there could be a kedima, which bracha should be chalon, which Michael should be chalon, more chasha Michael. But in two different brachas, what would be the machlokes? The brachas being chal each one on its food. Teretz is lahag. That means to get a more chasha of a bracha first. Therefore, the machlokes goofy is what would make a more chasha of a bracha. Zok the Gemara my pligi. This machlokes, if there is kedima by two different brachas, what is the machlokes? Whichever is first in this in the pasuk of the zayin minim goes first for a bracha. Shen ema eretz kidusayro gefen tein averimo in eretz yishem l'dvash. There is a kedima, whichever one is earlier in this bracha, which even includes chita before gefen, which would mean that there are kedima both in the same bracha and in different brachas. Uplig Reb Chanan. Reb Chanan, the chita, obviously we're talking about in a case where it's Adam, where it's a fresh chita, where it's Adam, and it would be mavur, there's kedimas in different brachas also. Uplig Reb Chanan, Reb Chanan, kol apaskul ishurun emar. We're saying now that it's coming to tell us kedima in different brachas. Reb Chanan holds no. This pasuk is coming for a totally different reason. The pasuk is coming to meramis to you, kol apaskul ishurun emar. From this whole pasuk we learn shiurin. Each food mentioned in this pasuk of Zayim Minim comes to tell you a different shiur in the halacha. Correct. Instead of the word chito, the tanan. So you have to understand if this is pashas, this is all asmachtas, right? Because both the bracha that we're talking about Zayim Minim is rabbanon, and the shiurim is also only a limud. Our shiitas that hold the Zayim Minim afterwards is the raisa. We won't get into that now. Zok the Gemara Chita, what is the shear of a Chita? The Tanan. Somebody goes into a bias hamanuge, a bias that has taras, so he becomes Tomei, and his begotten become Tomei. But the halakha is as follows. Whoever goes into the house becomes Tomei. So if he goes to the house, he becomes Tomei. He carries his clothes, yeah, he got his clothes back from the cleaners, he carries it into the house, his clothes enter the house, his clothes become Tomei. But if he walks in clothed to the house, so we don't look at it like his begotten walked in, he walked in. So his begotten won't immediately become tamei, but rather, as the pasuk says, if somebody eats in the house, becomes tamei, which we understand to mean yitma even begodov, which we understand to mean if a person walks into the house for how long, for long enough to eat, then not only he becomes tamei, but even the begotten on him become tamei. So now we have to figure out how long is that time of eating that he has to wait in the house that his begotten should also become tamei. If somebody goes into the bais which has negatzeras, Kelev al kseif, when he has his clothes on his shoulder, thrown over his shoulder, sandal v'tabayis biyodo, and he's carrying his shoes and his rings in his hand, who ain't to me yad? Tell me right away, because they themselves entered the house. Hayalavush kelev sandal v'braglo v'tabayis v'etzbayis, but he was clothed in his clothes. Who told me yad? He told me right away. They are tar until a later point. Till he waits the time it takes to eat a pras. Of what? Pras yef of bread. Of what? Pras chitin. Loisayun. Chitin is of course more geschmack. It goes down quicker. And not pras sayun. Masiv. Eating. Be'aseba. Which means comfortable without any disturbances. Which could eat quicker. Va'ucham lifton. Eaten with a spread. As a derech is to eat it. So for that we need pras chitin. That's a shear in pras chitin. So, what would you need the shear sa'ir for? The tanan, etzem k'sirim tam b'magam masa v'im tam b'oil. A mace is, of course, b'tame, but even though he's b'tame, b'magam with touching the masa, when one carries it without touching, and oil even being in the same chamber, same room, but you need a person needs a bigger shear to become tame b'oil But for Magen Masa, it's enough if he has a bone that's the size of a barley. So for that, we need the shear of a barley. Gefen, a nazir becomes tom, is usher to eat a revius, meaning not only wine, but even the peels and the pits of a grape. The shear of that is a revius. Now, there's a difference how to measure a revius, because we know when you pour wine by kiddush, right, you have to pour a goydish. It should stand up on the top. So wine, which is thicker, has a bigger goydish. It piles up higher, because it's thicker, it holds together. So the way to measure this shear revius of these grapes and the grape pits are with a revius of yayin, not with a revius of water.
Okay?
I don't know. I hear the question. Te'ena kegroigeris loitzas Shabbos. The reason why it says the share of te'ena is the share of loitzas on Shabbos. If a person takes out at least food on Shabbos, the share how much food he has to take out, the share is kegroigeris. Remoin kedetanan kol balabatim shiuron ve kirimoinim. That a keli to become tamei, if it's broken, it becomes tamei. And the shear is if it can't hold anymore a rimoin, which is quite big. Why? Because of Balabayas, if it gets a small hole, he can't hold Zaysim anymore, so he'll use it for the next thing. He's chas on his mamun, so until it gets a big enough hole that loses a rimoin, he still uses it, it still remains tamei. Eretz Zays Shemen. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Eretz Shekol Shurek Zaysim. That all shiurim are kazayis, right? We know shiur kazayis, very frequent shiur. So like the more kol shiur, are all the shiurim kazayis. We just mentioned a few that are not kazayis. El eretz rov shiur, because it's most shiurim are kazayis. A person eats, Rashi says chaylev, dam, noiser, pigle, all these things. The shiur is kazayis. L'chayre mitzvahs also matzah will be kazayis. Dvash, the last thing in the Zayim Minim is Dvash Tamar, honey from dates. Kikoseves Hagasa Yom Kippur, the shear of eating Yom Kippur is Kikoseves Hagasa, which is a big date. So we have here that we dash in this drasha for the shiurim and not for the Kadima and Brachas. Zakti Gamar, the Ida Chorus, the other Manamar say, the Manamar and the dash is for Kadima. Hani Shiurim Behed Miksivi, is it Mafurish in the Pasuk? Yishiurim Alam, the Rabbon, across Machal Balam. Shiurim are there abon, the kras as smachta. So maybe we can still dash in it for kadima, which would lend the mashmoyas that mashain came the shir kadima would be the raisa, which would mean the bracha at least would be the raisa, which many rishonim hold that a bracha of zayin minim ala eitz ala gefen ala michya is the raisa. Although it's the raisa, one can still make only me'en gimel and not birch samozin. That is one of two reasons. Either because we'll hold that chiluk brachas not menat Torah, meaning even though one has to make three brachas for benching, but he doesn't have to put in three separate brachas, he can combine it to halamichya. And if you hold chiluk brachas is the raisa, so benching would have to be three separate brachas, how you get away with zayin minim with only a me'ein shalosh? The answer would be, since the Torah separates v'chalta v'savata, full benching from the bracha of chitus ha'regef v'teina v'rimoin, so we understand it needs a lesser bracha, which would be me'ein shalosh. Born in front of them, tamarim, dates, and remoinim and pomegranates. Shakal Avnun Baruch HaTamar Bereish, Avnun took a tamar, a date, and made a bracha first. Now we know the dates all the way at the end. Right? Eretz Kitzer, Gefen Teino, Remoin, Eretz Yishamur Dvosh. Right? Dvosh is tomorrow. That's all the way at the end. Don't you hold this halach? That you have to say the kedim which goes first, and zayin minim. That although it's later, but it says again eretz Hashem on the devash. So whatever is closer to the eretz has a kedim. Meaning, of course, whatever is closer, let's say the second one to the first eretz is closer than the second one to the second eretz, but the second one to the second Eretz is before the third one to the first Eretz. Therefore, a Tamar would be before a Rimoid. Keep this in mind for Rosh Hashanah. Omalei man yav lon nagri de paz lon shmir khud give us feet of iron and we'd go hear you, meaning you say such gevaldige chedushim would be kedai to go after you ever you go to hear your chedushim. Okay, now we're starting a tremendous sugya, very, very important sugya, which is the sugya of a su'uda. A person needs a su'uda, he has to make brachas or not. So, when I was younger, my kid asked me, why aren't you making a bracha on the gefilte fish? You just learned about a bracha. Why aren't you making brachas? I told, middle of a su'uda, you don't make brachas, which is a big mistake. Middle of a su'uda, you make brachas. You have to have a reason not to make a bracha. The idea is, the general idea of ikra and tafel, just like we know in regular foods, the ikra and tafel, so too in a su'uda. In the Sudas in those days, as we saw before in the Gemara, we'll see right in the Gemara, the mainstay of the food was bread. Not only that, everything was eaten with bread. Like Lahavdil, the Arabs, you take a lafa and you mix it, you put in your meat in there, and you eat it like a meat sandwich, right? Like Pesach by night. They eat a svadish or matzah, you put it in your carbon Pesach, you eat it together as a sandwich. Everything was eaten with bread. Therefore, everything during the Suda was tafel to bread. If a person would eat a fruit, say, whoa, that has nothing to do with the Suda. As the Kach Mashabur says, a person eats a fresh vegetable in the middle of the Suda, he doesn't make a bracha. He makes a bracha. Today's day and age, we're more health-oriented, so maybe tomatoes and cucumbers become part of our main suda. But the main idea is you have to find why each food has a shaykhus to the suda. You're showing him, say, meat and bread, meat and fish, the mainstay of the suda, so when you stand the tafel to pass. But other things, and be tafel to pass. We'll have to find an excuse for every single mayachal why it has shaykhus to pass. Drinking water in the middle of Suda, big taisus here, big famous machlekes. You make a bracha on a drink in the middle of Suda. Right, Rashi, every time he drank a cup of water in the middle of Suda, even a few times, he would make a bracha. So the Mechaber says that one should make a shakal on the drink before he eats the Suda, because of his suffering. Ramah says we don't have to. But everything has to have explanation now, and as shaykh has to bread. Talk to Gemara. Itmar, if they brought him fruit in the middle of the Suda, makes a bracha before them and not after them. After them, to chidish why, it becomes somehow part of the ones he ate it. So it only means a bracha shein, not a bracha achrein. Nachman also agreed to that halacha. Rav Sheshes argued, and he said, "Tuna bracha ben lefnei achreim." It needs both a bracha before and after. Shein chadavashav tuna bracha lefonav en tuna bracha achrav el pasav bekisn levad. The only time we have something that needs a bracha before and not after is pasav bekisn, like cakes that make mezainis on. So we'll go taste the explanation, which is simpler in the reading of the Gemara, and it's talking about pasav bekisn that you're eating near the end of the suda, and therefore you make a bracha before it, but afterwards you yetzut birch samazen. But mashenkid fruit of sheishes hold will never become part of the suda. Therefore, they will need bracha before and after. Which pliga d'rabchia d'rabchia pas b'tes. This argues d'rabchia, which holds, meaning both sheishes argue d'rabchia, because d'rabchia says no pas b'tes kol mina meichel pas b'tes all meichel v'yayim p'tes kol mina mashke yayim p'tes all other mashke. Because d'rabchia holds it has to do with pas the chosh of meichel. You make a bracha on it. Everything else is patterned, not because of a suda. So it wouldn't have to be exactly directed as part of a suda, but rather pas patas all my chalom yain, which is the most chashuv mashke patas all mashke. We pass like the first shita, which is that it has to have shaykhs to the suda, but yain does pater if a person makes a kviyas in yain at least, he'll pater all the mashkeus. That's why by kiddush, if a person drinks a kviyas at least, so we say he was kveya on yain now, he's pater from other drinks. If you buy kiddush and make kiddush, you don't have to make a bracha on the soda. But it's only if you drink a kviyas. If you drink a little bit, it's a shayla. That's why people make sure to eat candy or a piece of herring. Amar Rav Papa, Hilchos Dvarim, the halacha, the klal is like this. We'll go through all the halachas of Suda. Dvarim Aboim Machmas Suda. Things that are come because of the Suda, which Taisus explain, the mainstay of the Suda, the fish, the meat, or Rashi explains Dvarim Aboim Lafis Sapas, spreads, or maybe eggs and liver that you eat with the bread itself. They are part of the meal. They did not need a bracha not before, not after. But if a person eats, let's say, fruit, even a fruit cup might have a problem, which is not part of the suda, not part of the mainstay of the suda, is not bottled to the pass. But if he eats it during the suda, one must make a hayetz or a dama before, but not afterwards. Because afterwards, you nifter birsa mazla. The way Tyson stands talking about things that are eaten after the bread was cleared off, which, by the way, we don't have that as man said. In those days, the main suda was the bread. There came a point, they said, okay, clear off the table, no more bread on the table. And then they ate dessert. So that was totally separate from a suda. Maybe that'll be negated by a Viennese table, something which is totally not part of the suda. No, before benching, but they'll be finished with the suda. They would take away the table with the bread on it. But this would be the place to ask the question. Now, like we mentioned before, with a drink, right? The Rishonim have a big machlokes here. The kiris shulchan from bread. Oh, not the bench. The kiris shulchan, the bench, you wouldn't be allowed to eat anything. You have to bench. That's something more vital. Talking about when they finish eating bread. Now, the guy be drinking. So again, Rashi said, drinking. Of course, you have to make a bracha. The Gemara is talking about wine this one, but talking about water. Tosfos says no. Since the whole reason you're drinking is to the eating made you dry you out, therefore you have to drink. So that itself is a reason to become tafel to the food. Benyani says, what happens if a person was thirsty before the suda? What does he do then? So he says, no, since we're very makbid not to drink before we eat because it's not healthy, therefore that's also called tafel to pass. So someone mentioned, again, if they ask you, Rabbi, what will be the halacha if a person is sweating, comes to the suda in the summer, boiling hot, not thirsty because of his food? This time I got married, my wife told me that Torah Misyankiv, that after, usually the whole year you wash, you eat, and then you drink. Right? But by tainis, you drink first, then you eat. So it's true, some kind of health idea. Said, so, you know, you keep your Misyankiv things. Misyankiv, we do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Then I learned the sugya, and I said, whoops, this is what it comes from. If a person's thirsty, so he's not drinking because of his food, he would have to make a bracha on the drink before he eats. Or during the suda, so the safe way to do it before he eats. So if a person dancing by chasana, it gets all sweated up, maybe again. Again, we're not passing any halachas, but just food for thought. Oh, very good. The same thing Mishabur talks about by riches. If a person makes l'chaim of a suda, so it might not be a tafel to the food. So it talks about if he's doing it to be mafsik between the fish and the meat, maybe that alone is the reason that it comes a tafel, but true, he talks about a coffee in the middle of the suda, might need a broth, Mishabur talks about. Shalom is ben Zayim, the yes ben Zayim, the following question. Why do they say that things that are shayach to the suda, the mainstay of the meal, does not need a bracha not before? Now, after Amalem, he said, because the pass is the idea of Ikra and Tafel, but it's a more broader idea. A regular Ikra and Tafel wouldn't have this, but pass, since the mainstay of the meal, it has a more broader idea of Ikra and Tafel. In fact, the Gemara, Yochi, now you have an iftari pass. So pass should pater the yayin also, that a wine, if one eats drinks wine in the middle of a suda, let's say we didn't make kiddush, he has to make a bar piyag off. And why is that? Let's pass pater that also. Zok the Gemara, no. Shiny yayin, the Gemara Chalatzmoy. Yayin has bzunder chshivas, Rashi says, because we make many times a brach on it, let's say by kiddush, by chasana, by chasamazen. So it has its own chshivas that it doesn't become nifter al yaday the pass. Right here. That's Negev, by the way, also tomorrow on Pesach. Do we make a bracha ber peyadam tomorrow in the middle of the Suda or not? A vegetable, we should have to make its own bracha. So some say because you have to eat it during the Suda because of matzah, that alone is a reason not to make a bracha. Others say, no. Mitzvah is mitzvah, but it's adam, it should be made. So therefore, we make a bracha by the karpas and we have in mind the pata tomorrow because of this problem, because of this issue. That's also taste, the same taste over here. It's the bottom of Ambez and top of Amanalf.
So if we wouldn't wash beforehand,
we do make a burp of oven every time we drink during the Seder, which is the question why? So the Gemara says that's because it's a separate mitzvah. Really, we should make one burp.